A, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V, W, X, and Y, and Z. I've just said my ABCs. Now it's your turn. Follow me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V, W, X, and Y, and Z. Happy, happy all are we. Now we've learned our ABCs.
Hey, everybody! Yeah, ABCs of... I can't still fucking remember what you said before. Filth. Hey, F. We're on F this show. We're on F. We just finished up with I. We're on F. And
E.
Oh, I guess we didn't.
You're delirious.
It wasn't I. It was E. What a slip. Oh, okay, we just finished up with the letter E, and now we're on F, and this is a show where it's like a talk show, but the only subject we have here, we just start off with a letter, and we tell us the first thing that comes to our mind. F. Oh, I'm dead here. I am dead. We've got to end the show with fat. I don't want to start it with that. Oh, God. I am fat, okay? Yeah, so we can start with F there. Fat. I have. So we started the last show. It was pretty fun. We started with talking about a bunch of things, and we just picked things to talk about. On E, Doug had spoke about eugenics, and he brought up Ed Gein for me to talk about. It was a good conversation. Amy, F, what do you have for F? I have my man Farrakhan. Fat, of course. That's my middle name. Fucked up. I like to get and failure. Right next to fucked up, you know. I like to get fucked up, and it makes me a failure sometimes. Amy, what do you have for F? Oh, I have fuck too, but that's just, you know. I don't want to be cursed by Doug's brother. And maybe we can get him on the phone for a couple of these shows because he's just going to sit there. Very typical. Very typical. Not surprising. I think we have to introduce the audience to your brother now. You think he'll come on the air, Doug?
I don't have his number on me.
Can you call your dad?
He doesn't have his number. What? Those two don't talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
How about your ma?
My brother doesn't talk to my parents.
Right on. I like your brother. I didn't talk to my parents for 16 years. So
would that
I
be
bet
a
you...
feud?
Oh, feud. Yeah. Family feud, Doug. Come on. Give us a story. No, okay. Doug's like, leave me alone. Fuck you, fatty. Come on, say it, Doug. Come on, Mr. Nice.
No. It's just, you know, the private shit.
There's no reason to
talk. I'm a very closed individual.
Well, when we were talking about anal, I forget. What was it? No, Dirty Sanchez? Okay, forget it.
Right,
that
right.
was a couple shows ago.
Well, I was wondering about felching.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. You do have the ABCs of filth on your mind, bro. Felching.
I know, but...
What else?
No, but while felching, I got to clarify what exactly felching is.
Felching is taking a straw and sucking the cum out of an orifice.
All right.
Isn't that it?
I don't know. What is it?
Felching is... It started in the gay community, at least what they rumored is. And you would come inside the ass, and then you would take a straw and suck that cum out.
I think it also applies to there's vaginal felching.
Right, but that's where it started from. That was the origins of the joke, the felch joke. But sure, now that's a big deal in porno now. They do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Very erotic.
Oh, yeah. It's a big turn on to people.
It's not just the ass, though. It's also vagina. Oh, there was that great thing in Clerks where they talked about snowballing. Remember they kept talking about snowballing, and they were like, what's a snowball? It's like, when a girl gives you a blowjob, she takes the load in her mouth, and she spits it back in your mouth. It's something like that. And they were like, oh, dude, you've done that? You know, it was in Clerks. It was a funny scene, but it reminds me of felching. Have you ever felched or been felched?
No, and if I got snowballed too unwittingly, I'd have to punch the bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
You make them brush their teeth afterwards. There ain't no making out if they had your dick in their mouth.
Right, Listerine first.
Really?
Yeah. I'm one of those dudes, though, like, as soon as I'm done, I'll wash off first, you know what I mean?
So you're washing your dick in the sink, your dad comes in, grabs you by the head and says, son, I got you. All right, that was
from friends.
Yeah, we watched a movie the other night, Bully, and that was in the scene. We thought we didn't understand, was the father raping him, loving him? What
was being implied?
Yeah, he's washing his dick in the sink, his dad comes in and says, son, I have an electronics store for you, and grabs him by the face. Anyway, so have you ever been felched?
No.
Are you a felchie or felcher?
I'm neither. None of the above.
If you were in prison and you really had no choice, what would you pick?
Oh, somebody would be sucking the cum out of me.
I see. So you're right. The ass fucky, not the ass fucker.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. That would imply I need to be ass fucked.
You are the ass fucky, buddy. You admitted it.
Well, no, but somebody would have to suck my own cum out. They'd have to have a straw up my urethra, I guess.
Wow, that's a whole new fucking...
Youch.
All right.
All right, well, Fulching, any other Fs there?
Fisting.
Oh, God, what happened? Is it the pins? Did the pins do it to you? Fisting. We went over butter fisting, though. Amy's a professional butter fister. Anyone would like to apply to be fisted, male or female, I'm sure. Amy will just stick a fist in any of you. Horrorofhorror.com.
You could put in an application.
Did we all introduce each other this time? I don't think we did.
Oh, it could be.
This is Doug. He runs a website called Dysgenics, and it hasn't been run since 1988.
That's right.
There's cobwebs on it, and when you go to there, it's funny. You'll see these. The only thing he's done, his brother put up these HTML-style tumbleweeds that blow across it. It's really modern flash of tumbleweeds rolling. And Amy does horrorofhorror.com, a fabulous horror writer and lovely wife, and a mother of my many books and... dogs, you know, it's a wonderful life we have here. I'm Shane, evilnow.com, among other things. Mike Hunts on fire.com, and so there's our introductions.
All right,
Amy, what do you have for F?
Not much good.
Good.
I have something I can't read my writing. I don't remember what it meant. Fat food force fiends fuck factories fist fire and filth.
Boy, I love that right in a row. Keep saying it. I'm going to take my pants off. What was all the force? Or forced? ED or force?
You know, I just put force, but forced, either or.
Ah, I like that one. Forced, force.
Well, what about fire?
Oh, fire. Right. Your father was a fireman. That's great. We were talking a little bit about crispy critters when we talked C.
That's true.
Talk to us about being the daughter of a fireman. I know being the husband of the daughter of a fireman has been a pretty creepy experience. Just to hear some of her stories growing up, listening every morning at the breakfast table, listening about how her father took burned babies, dead people out of buildings. That's what she grew up on. Amy, you got any stories like why your dad quit the fire department? He just told us that really emotional story. And it was something a little touching.
Yeah. Well, he was eligible for retirement for a while, but he kept staying on. And what finally made him quit was he had gone to an early morning fire because firemen work 24 hours at a time. So he would start work at like 8 in the morning and get off 8 the next morning. So I guess early the morning before his shift ended, there was a fire in this apartment. He went there and... the police were there, and the mother, this woman was there, and she said that she couldn't find her daughter, that there was a fire in the closet, but the policeman had looked in the closet and didn't see any children. The mother had looked in the closet, said she didn't see any children. A couple other firemen had gone in to look for her and didn't see her, and I mean, it's a closet. You know, you would think it would be really easy to find a child in a burnt closet, but... in fires, you know, nothing is as it seems, and there's smoke and stuff like that. So my dad went in and looked around and carried the little girl out. And, of course, she was dead. And he put in his retirement papers that day and moved to Minnesota shortly thereafter. And read in a newspaper article a few years later that this woman had had another baby and done the exact same thing. So the little girl hadn't started the fire like they had thought. The mother had put the kid in there and lit the closet on fire to get rid of her, and she did it to another child a few years later.
No fucking
way. See, she's probably had 10 more kids. That's what I'm talking about with eugenics. Fucking people should be sterilized.
Ron F., motherfucker.
I know, but still.
You felching fist and fuck. Wow, that's fucked up. For sure. That's look at it, fucked up for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy that she went on to start keep killing like that. That's sad. What do you think after all those times of your father carrying out babies? I wanted to ask him this, but I couldn't because he seemed to be really upset by that story. I wanted to ask him what was different about that one than the others. What do you think it was? Just too old and sick of seeing it? Too many years doing that? What?
Yeah, I think it was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, my dad, you know, before I'd go to school, my dad would come home from work and talk about stuff that had happened. And, you know, there were just so many stories like that. There was one where they went into an apartment, like a garret apartment, you know, an attic apartment that had burned. And the guy and his children couldn't get out because they had put the refrigerator in front of the back door. And so they didn't know anyone was home in the apartment, and my dad at the time was a lieutenant, and they're the first ones up the ladder. That's the promotion you get after driving the fire truck. You get to be the first guy into the burning place.
Wonderful.
And so he went up in there, and no one told him that there was anybody in there, and so he was walking around and kicking toys and debris, and he kicked some dolls out of the way. And realized that they weren't dolls, that they were children, and it ended up being 7 kids and their father all in the apartment dead.
Fucked up. F, our letter for this week. Thanks, Amy.
Sure. Well, that goes even beyond his own injuries, him being airlifted to hospitals and helicopters and stuff like that, you know.
It's a great Father's Day story.
Father F. We're on the letter F. We're doing a show. This is I'm Shane, Amy, Doug. One funny part to end the fireman stuff on a rather funny note. F, funny. Sort of funny. We watched this movie Backdraft once, and I watched it with Amy. It's when we're first dating, or maybe when we're first married. I don't know.
Dating.
Huh?
We were first dating.
Okay. And the firemen are all smoking in the movie. And I'm like, oh, that, what the fuck is this? You know, and Amy's like, oh, no, that's true. Every fireman smokes. They smoke like fucking fiends. And all of a sudden, Amy pulls out this picture of her old man, her father, F. And he's coming out of a fucking hole, burned hole in the floor, smoke rising from the floor. You know, wood on fire in the background. And he's fucking smoking a cigarette. Still burning building around him. Smoke everywhere. Smoking a big fucking cigarette. And, you know, he had confirmed that they all firemen smoke. Crazy. Crazy, man. Crazy.
Maybe they're all secretly have some kind of arson fetish, too.
A lot of them do. A lot of them are arsonists.
I think that was part of the profile for, like, you know, serial arsonists. They think, well, you know, I think they do a profile that says, well, he's probably a fireman, you know.
Here, I'm gonna let you in on something. Maybe Amy will make me edit this out of the show. But you fuck with the... fuck with Amy or anyone in her family, all of a sudden something starts on fire and that's your house, and that ain't no joke. So I ain't saying nothing else, but a couple people that have fucked with the Stockies, all of a sudden the shit burned down.
Hey, no last names.
We'll bleep that out then. You fuck with Amy and you know, whatever, they can't prove nothing and they ain't going to.
No,
it's
no,
old news.
Some of the firemen my dad worked with went on to be convicted for arson. You
yeah,
know,
so arson.
Firebugs.
For sure, firebugs. F. You know what? After we play an F song here, I want to talk about food and fat. These are something I'm obsessed with. I'm big fat lard ass, and we talked about addiction. A, and one of the things that I have, not an addiction, but is a definite comfort, I found is stuffing food in my fat face, all starting with the letter F, so fuck you. I've grown, you know, You know what? I have enjoyed eating, though, and I enjoy food. And I got to tell you, I've got a really expensive bag on my fucking stomach here, a bag of fat. I have to say I've got about 100 grand in fat because I eat prime rib. I eat some good, you know, fillets. I eat salmon. You know, I eat really good meat. I eat good food. I don't just – I can appreciate fast food, but I don't eat a lot of garbage food like that, you know, shit food. I make a lot of food at home. I'm trying to teach Doug, you know, to be a man, you have to know how to cook. At least a chicken base, something. I mean, he's a vegetarian. He's going to eat bark soon.
I hardly ever even use the microwave.
Fields of the Nephilim or Faith?
Of Nephilim or Faith No More?
Ouch, that's a hard one. Faith No More is very cool, but Fields of the Nephilim, I say we stick that one in. Have you ever heard them?
I don't know.
What? Oh, we ain't playing that fucking old school Faith No More. Oh, no. Faith.
Chuck.
Here we go. Yeah. Fuck Chuck. We know the deal. Who's producing?
All right. Mike Batten.
Oh, I just turned my own mic down, and that, my friend, is a sin. I got to figure out how to.
So if it was Mike Patton, Faith No More would have been on there, no problem.
No, I would have put Fields of the Nephilim. I have a great respect for Fields of the Nephilim, not only because anytime when we were dating, we used to fool around to Fields of the Nephilim. So I like the song 8. I like Fields of the Nephilim. I think they're a significant band culturally. You read about them in interviews plenty. I mean, Amy turned me on to them. And like I said, they give me a sort of a pudgy because we always fooled around when we were dating listening to Fields of the Nephilim. So I think that was Amy's fuck music. Let me tell you, I think when she got you into her web, the fuck music came on. It was Fields of the Nephilim. I dig it, though. But I think they were culturally significant because I'd read about them in articles about punk rock bands and death metal bands and black metal bands and gothic bands and industrial bands. And they all brought up Fields of the Nephilim. And this, what's the gentleman's name that runs the band?
Carl McCoy.
What song am I playing here?
Number 8, For Her Light, F.
Oh, look at you. For Her Light. All right. We'll be back.